Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life after Dust Live. I'm your boy, Steady J. It is Monday. That means it is Hot After Dust Monday, and y'all know how we do it every Monday on Hot After Dust Mondays. We do it, we bring you the latest and hot news, hot mess, play a little bit of hot music, and sometimes we have hot interviews. Well, today is an open forum. Today's topic of the show is who's coming to dinner, and that's going on. Of course, this week is Thanksgiving, Black Friday, all that good stuff, and you know, basically, we're talking a little bit about, as far as who would you not invite for dinner? Who would you not want to, of course, cook? Who would you not want to say the prayer? Who would you not want over at your house for Thanksgiving? All that kind of stuff we're going to be going in on to the show, and definitely the forum is open for you to share your thoughts. And that's at 347-202-0389. And, oh, man, one thing I got definitely give a shout-out to for, again, we go any further, I'll definitely shout-out my sponsor of the month, and that's my girl, Lady Dre. You can check her out at andrea.blogspot.com. That's andrayah.blogspot.com. She's one of the top-notch designers that I get a chance to work with from time to time, and definitely can say is, you know, you definitely want some next-level stuff done for you, you got to work with this woman. So big ups to her. And also big ups to all my newest clothing sponsor, cmwear.com. Big ups to them. And then this week for Black Friday, and actually we're going to be opening up the official Dust Spot Holiday Store, and basically there's going to be a lot of different merchants on there. All of them from all the members on Dust Spot, members of Dust Spot, that have stuff like their music they're selling, their personal stores, all that kind of stuff. They're going to have different sales and stuff going on throughout the holidays. You'll be able to go shop for something and get great deals at this store. So there you go, exclusive only on DustSpot.com. And heck, that being said, we're gonna go ahead. Another thing I want to go on as far as Thanksgiving and Black Friday and whatnot. Off the top, and y'all got to definitely give me a hand for this. This is the first. Let me say it one more time. This is the first Black Friday in 10 years that I'm not working on. Yeah, definitely give a hand of it. We got to give a hand to that. Because I'm telling y'all, it's like every year when you work Black Friday, it's not fun. It's not fun at all. I mean, especially, like, if you're a person that comes in early, you kind of get out the way. You're the person that comes in, like, midday, and you're there to close. Oh, and you work in retail? Hell to the no. This is not something that you just want not going to deal with. And I want to say shout out to my girl, Miss Computer Lady. I see you. What's good? It's just something that I'm just so glad that I've been doing, because that used to be a headache and a half. And me personally, after I enjoy my dinner on Thanksgiving or whatnot, I like to go out on Thanksgiving. And so, with that being said, I would have loved to be able to just sit there, go to sleep, and then, you know, wake up late in the afternoon. But I can't do that. Why? Because y'all know I'm not going to go chasing those sales. I'll let y'all know that now. But anyways, I just think about the whole fact of the matter that I just don't want to do that anymore. Like, wake up and go nuts. Because, you know, like I said, it's going down when I'm there and whatnot. Now, granted, I got to work on Saturday. But it's cool because, hey, at least you had to do all the eating and partying on Thursday night. It's too much going on. So, y'all definitely share your thoughts about Thanksgiving. Who would y'all, and we're going to be going in on that, like I said, who would you not allow to cook? Who would you not want over? And who the heck is not allowed to say the prayer? All right, so I'm going to be a real McAsshole real quick and with the song of the day. And since it is going to be Black Friday this week, I'm going to play one. And Black Friday, to me, everybody thinks sales. I think it's the most annoying day in the world. But, hey, we're going to go ahead and show how much I mean this. I'm going to put one of the most annoying songs in the world by one of the most annoying people. He goes, Rebecca Black, Friday.
Yeah. My best. good black. So chillin' in the front seat, in the back seat, I'm driving, cruising, fast lanes, switching lanes with a car by my side. Passing by is a school bus in front of me. Make tick tock, tick tock, wanna scream. Check my time, it's Friday, it's a weekend. We gonna have fun. Come on, y'all.
Miss Computerlay just reconfirmed that song is just as annoying as I said it was. But y'all, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live, and it's Hot After Dusk Monday. Today's topic is who's coming to dinner. All right, now, like I said, the forum is going to be open. You can type in chat, type it on Twitter, type it on Facebook, whatever, if you feel, or even call in at 347-202-0389. Got about 17 minutes left on the show, and man, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and share some of my personal thoughts of who you should not let do certain things. First off, you'll go from the top. Let's go for who should not do the prayer. You know, I'm not going to name call, I'm not going to drop any hints, but I'm going to give descriptions, but do not, if a person likes to stutter a whole lot, and I mean a whole lot, do not let them do the prayer. Don't let the person who's going to stutter a lot do the prayer, people, because, you know, you're hungry, you don't have to wait all day with somebody, you know, it's already bad enough, you know, we all got to go around the table, and we all got to take our times of saying, what's we all thankful for? Now, I enjoy that part, but nothing's worse. Then you got to wait for the person to lead it. Is a person that's going to be stuttering. You don't want the person that's stuttering leading it, because you're going to be there all day wanting to eat, and you're looking at this person like, you're going to want to try to finish up their words, but you don't want to finish up the words. The people that stutter do not like you finishing their words up. So I recommend you don't let them do it. Who else you don't want to do the prayer is the people that like to cuss a lot. You see, even if you cuss every day, let's just take one day out of the year, you not to cuss. Some people cuss on Sunday and whatnot, but that's just not deals for family. You know, some people, they say that what they're thankful for, and they start getting real crazy, and they start cussing, and they start talking about, my baby daddy and baby mama and all that. We don't want to hear that. Say that. So you're not allowed to lead a prayer if you're doing that. Another person is not allowed to do the prayer. All right, drum roll, please. Person that you got that talks real slow, just like this. You can't really understand what they're saying. And so when they're talking that low, you praying and they hurry, they're going to hurry on up. And you got to listen real good, because you're thinking that, you know, they get that quick pause for a second, thinking they're done, but they ain't quite done. Those are people we want to avoid, too. That's not who we want to do the prayer. So that's that on the prayer side. Now, going to, as far as you don't want to cook. Now, a great indication of who you don't want to cook Thanksgiving dinner, if you've seen them cook, if you weren't too thrilled by how they cook on a regular basis, you do not want them to cook nothing. Don't let them. I don't care what it is. If it's dessert, I don't want them to miss an eggnog. I don't trust people who don't know how to cook on a regular basis anyway, and they want to go try to make Thanksgiving dinner. It is not happening. I don't care how many, Food Network shows you call yourself watching for the week. I don't care what cookbook you done got. Don't try it. That this ain't the year. This ain't the time of year for you to try it. Go practice. You had all year practice. You ain't got it together now. Don't try to cook for Thanksgiving. It's just that real. Another person who should not cook for Thanksgiving. If you sick, don't cook for Thanksgiving. I don't want you coughing all my food or whatnot. Or you gotta, you know, you gotta keep pausing. All you doing is pausing because you're so sick. You're not gonna get nothing done. We're gonna be taking all day cooking. So if you're sick, don't do it. Another person who's not allowed to cook the Thanksgiving dinner. If you're a person that don't like to start early on cooking it, don't wait to the last minute to cook it. I cannot stand people that do that. I've seen, actually got a friend, like every big holiday, I don't know what it is, but his stepdad likes to cook late. He starts late on cooking everything. I'm like, Labor Day barbecue, you know, Muslims, we have Labor Day barbecue. We have it in the early afternoon or late afternoon. It'd be damn near midnight by the time they freaking barbecue be ready. And that's just the thing I understand. You didn't have all year to prepare. You didn't have all week. Hey, this is going to fall week, not all week to think about this. You're just not taking your time to cook. That's on you. So that's as far as who's not allowed to cook. And remember, you can call and voice your opinions anytime, 347-202-0389. Last but not least, as far as on my rent list of things, who is not allowed to Thanksgiving? Yeah. Now, some people are going to be very hurt by this, but it is what it is. As far as, you know, one thing I would trip off of, there's some people, they like to have what I could call Thanksgiving tours. And I'm going to tell you who the Thanksgiving tour people are. They're the people that they start their own for Thanksgiving. I don't know what it is. They go from, they make it to four different houses. I mean, it's cool that, you know, some people, now, there's some catch on to this that's going to work into this. If you got family members, you know, in-laws and whatnot, of course you would visit both of them, but there's a difference between you visiting because you're just visiting because it's a holidays visit and a difference between visiting because you're just trying to mooch off other people's food. If you're going to do that, can you at least bring something? Can you bring a dish or something? I mean, or bring some liquor. Now, I'm going to stop on the liquor thing. What's up, Goofy Bone? I see you, boy, Goofy Bone in the building. I'm going to stop y'all because there's a catch-22 to the liquor thing. Make sure you don't bring nothing whack because I'm a call, I ain't a call person now. But you know who you are, and one of my Thanksgivings, they brought this nasty behind wine and called themselves doing something. That's not something for me to give thanks about. So the thing is, yes, be courteous and bring something, but don't bring nothing whack because there's nothing worse than you bring something whack. You might as well not have brought nothing at all. So that's as far as with most of that. And then my other favorite point, people who are not to bring. If you're gonna bring, if people want to bring drama, do not let them come because we don't need the drama. You know, save that for another day. Got to go home, take care of that drama because we're not gonna be involved in it. So that is what it is with that. Goofy Bone, y'all calling my boy. This computer lady calling and then put the chat room, the number in the chat room is 347-202-0389, and share a couple of things you don't want to see on Thanksgiving. Now, what we're going to do as well, which I didn't think I was going to do, of course, without that, we can't go without bringing out a little bit of celebrity hot mess to, you know, be able to talk about at the table or whatnot this year. So, a couple different things now. One of the things I want to talk about, you know, I didn't even get a chance to talk about it, was a Twinkie scare. Now, I went a little hunt as far as the Twinkies, and I went to go to Walmart on, I think it was Friday night, And when I tell y'all there were no Twinkies, Zingers, Ding Dong, Ho-Hos, chocolate cupcakes, all that was gone. Only thing you saw left was like those nasty coffee cakes and then other cupcakes that nobody ever eats. Other than that, everything else was gone. So my question to the hostess is, you know, they're saying that they're going bankrupt or whatnot. What is this going to, what they going to, this is going to be the excuse now, because considering that you can't really find a Twinkie anywhere to be found, it's kind of hard for y'all to be bankrupt now. So I don't know about that, guys. They're going to talk to me a little bit about that one. All right, we got a call on the line. We got this biggest Miss Computer Lady. What's up, Miss PC?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. I'm so glad you mentioned about the no drama one. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, every year you do, you gonna get, it's sad to say, but you get those ones that just, you know, they forget and they want to bring their drama to the dinner table. We, you know, leave that at the house.
True, and if you don't mind, let me add a quick one. Don't bring the one that you know that's the enemy.
Uh-oh. Oh, just speaking to somebody out there.
Because that situation is one in which when you see the person coming through the door and everybody's got that look or tries to not have that look, and you know the whole atmosphere changes. Now you know that's not only a problem, that's some drama too. So actually that can be added to the drama part. It's like, now you know that is the one person you should have not brought to dinner.
That's what we call the silent but deadly person. The silent assassin. There we go. Silent assassin.
Mm-hmm.
You like, you look at him, you're like, oh Lord, they didn't came here.
Amongst other things that can be thought about. Especially if you have it where all of a sudden some people say, you know, try to think of anything to get out of there, like, you know what, I got to visit somebody else and somebody else, so I'm going to have to leave early and all that stuff.
That's why I usually go out afterwards. See, I try to know, some people are like, why do you go out on Thanksgiving? I don't understand. It's not just about going out. It's about getting out of the house after dealing with people you necessarily want to deal with for the day. Yes, you want to get out of the house. And that's definitely why, one of the key reasons why. And I'm on the, before I go to that note, hold on, I see another person in the building. I have to get the audience ready for this. Ladies and gentlemen, your president of Late Night BTR, Mr. Goofy Bones.
My God, what's up,
Goofy? What's up?
Hey, Goofy. What's up, babe?
Hello, Miss Computer Lady. Well, Thanksgiving's around the way.
Yes,
I gotta start stuffing turkeys.
I haven't started stuffing turkeys, but I'm thinking about stuffing something. But
oh,
well, trust me, I always stuff turkeys.
Oh man, as far as how's Thanksgiving usually at your house?
Oh man, it's, you know, I have to go somewhere because, you know, it's just me and Boonies who live here, so, you know, that'd be kind of like a sad, I would feel like Ebenezer Scrooge or something if I was to have a Thanksgiving like that. So usually I go to my mom's, And, you know, my mom always does it up live. You know, you would think she paid, you know, to get the service done and they set up and decorate. Fuck no, my mom does all that shit. You would think you're at, like, an eatery place or maybe a buffet where it's all nicely decorated with the little pumpkins and the stupid leaves and all that other shit. But, yeah, it's, I really don't have no plans because, you know, Thanksgiving to me, it's just like, you know, it's just a turkey day. You get fat, and, you know, you wake up the next morning fucking so bloated you feel like a pregnant bitch that doesn't know who the father is.
So. What an analogy.
Really, my child, that's how some people feel like that for real, because they really mm-hmm. are that way.
Now, no disrespect, Miss Computer Lady. You know I'm not doing nasty things. I'm just, you know, telling it like it is.
Which is one of the things I love about you.
Come on, Miss Computer Lady. You can't get all nasty on Fetty J's show. We're not on my show.
Fetty used to us. It's not the
we
first
got
time.
To save a little bit. We got to save her. She over here. Goofy's being behaving. This computer lady's getting all hot. let me cut this on real quick. I gotta cut this on. There we go. I need to cut the fan off of this computer lady real quick because she was getting hot over there.
Her love juice is spraying all over the hallways of Blog Talk Radio. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Now, Mr. Computer Lady, you remind me of something. I'm going to shout out because I don't want to forget it. I did shout out how annoying I think Black Friday is. And that's why I play that annoying Rebecca Black Friday song that I hate.
God, that
was annoying. Oh, my God. Oh. I hate this song. I hate this song as much as I hate Black Friday.
I remember Black Friday when I didn't have all the flat-screen TVs and, you know, you would just go and just, you know, get nice clothes and stuff like that. But now everybody wants these $175 flat-screen TVs that only last you 2 years. And, you know, I don't understand these people. I've seen people already in my area waiting in line. I mean, hello? What about Thanksgiving? You're going to have Thanksgiving in a tent? Sitting in some chairs? I mean, to be honest with you, this is where the word ratchet comes in. Because those people are a bunch of ratchet people sitting out there in the cold for some stupid TV. You've got to be shitting me, man.
You know what? I laugh because, you know, like I said, I usually go out on Thanksgiving night, and last year I was getting ready to go DJ, and I saw, this is at 10 p.m. There was, the whole parking lot at Walmart was already full.
Man. All for a TV?
All for a TV and a freaking computer or whatever. That y'all can get some... janky gone computers. They ain't gonna be working about nothing.
Hey, Teddy J, can I give a shout out to somebody on your show?
Yeah, let's give a shout out. Let's give a shout out.
All right. There's a woman who plants roses out in the desert, and there's a rumor that she's listening. So if she's listening, Desert Rose, we love you. Come out of the hiding. Quit hiding and put your name out on here. Come on, put your name in the chat room.
Hey, you know what? I had fun on her show because she's the show. I actually went on her show and that's where I did the search for Twinkies. I was looking all around seeing if I could find any, and that was hilarious.
I mean, doesn't this sound like a skit or something? They're like, okay, we're going to shut down the Twinkie. We're just going to bankrupt. And then you see all the fat people run to the store and buy up all the Twinkies. And then And then when the fat people think, oh, I'm going to survive and I'm going to be the fat person in the world eating all the Twinkies, then they're like, oh, but by the way, we're going to come back to work now. You know what I mean? It's like stupid idiots who are selling them on eBay for like thousands of dollars. My dad was laughing at that shit. There was a guy who wanted like, I think it was 5 boxes of the regular Twinkies, the Ho-Hos, the cupcakes, and the ding-dongs, and something else. All those 5 boxes for like over $120,000+. And nobody bid on these. No. Nobody bid on this shit. But I mean, just to think that really people are going to go out and spend thousands of dollars on Twinkies. Now, I know they're a part of American tradition. You can't live your life without eating a Twinkie. Seriously. There's not one person in this world that is here that has not eaten a Twinkie. And I'm sorry, even the nerdy people who don't like, you know, certain little things, they see Twinkies and they fucking feel like the fat kids who love cake. They just want to eat them. I seen a chick pig out on 5 Twinkies at lunch one time when I was a kid. 5. That's insane for a kid.
I agree with that goofy bone because, you know, Kevin Clash, he got caught playing his Twinkie with somebody else.
Oh, come on. And I bet he had it all warm and creamy inside.
he got caught playing his Twinkie with somebody else's Ho-Ho.
Oh, my God. I still cannot believe that guy. And here we are. Everything's okay now, right? Just pay this motherfucker off.
I don't know what to think anymore. Everything's
okay,
not what it
right?
seems.
I can't believe that. And you know what's so sick? Out here, research it. Out here. The main Catholic church out here let a child molester volunteer for the little kids' carnival that they were having. And then, somebody noticed them, and noticed the child molester. Well, he did his crime already, but he's out, and you know he's freed and shit. But I guess he was doing things with the church. Well, anyway, somebody pointed him out, and you know they called the cops and everything. But the church people defended him. I mean, I know what they're in their mind, what they're thinking, but once someone goes that route, there's no way of coming back. They have an urge that needs to be fulfilled. And I don't care if you try to help these people. These people are going to commit the crime sooner or later. And I'm serious. Out of 100% of the people that have came out and said, oh, I've been rehabilitated, I'll never do this again, within the first 6 months, they do it again.
Exactly. Or they go even crazier than they do something even worse than they did before they went in.
And to think about it, the judge doesn't think, okay, well, this is a child molester who's been sitting behind bars for 7 years thinking on how to have a perfect molestation. Seriously. And that's what they do, and it's sick, man. If I was really like the president and shit, I would write into law. These people commit a crime, they don't deserve to ever come back to society again.
You know what pisses me off even more than that? I don't like the fact that, you know, they have all these, you can get registered, and then all of a sudden, you know, now they are safe. They're deemed safe, but then, you know, there's somebody else that, you know, they may have stole a T-shirt out of the mall or something. Now, all of a sudden, they shouldn't get a job because they're considered to have been involved in theft or something. That's what I don't get. I don't understand. The world is completely backwards. Like, let's give the child molester a job at Toys R Us, but let's not let the person who had a minor theft at one point in time, and we're going to hang it over them versus the person who we got to hide our kids, hide our wife every time we look around.
That's crazy.
Or,
or say, you know, an accomplice. You know, say like me and Miss Computer Lady were at Walmart, and Miss Computer Lady decides to steal some bras. I mean, not bras, bras. And yet I went in with her, so I'm an accomplice, even though I didn't know she was doing that shit. I go down with her, the same, kind of like the same crime. Because one of my friends, he didn't know what the hell some guy was, the guy he was with was doing. He said, hey, man, take me to Target. You know, I'll buy you whatever. And, you know, you give me a ride to Target and I'll buy you whatever, and da, da, da. Well, anyways, he needed, like, shaving razors. So, you know, it was like, I think it was 10-something. Well, anyways, the guy used a stolen credit card. And just because the guy, you know, my friend picked it up and handed it to the guy, right there, they're in cahoots right there. Because the police think right away, oh, that's his partner. You know what I mean? And he did 4 years for that little shit, for $10 razors.
Mm.
And it's sad. And now he can't get a job anywhere because of his criminal record. But yet these people, I mean, for real, they go and try to get a job or something. Oh, their shit's hidden because they want those people back in society. But yet little thieves, little sticky hands, Miss Computer Lady people, those people, they can't get jobs regardless of how smart they are and a degree and shit like that. And it's sad. I feel bad. I feel really bad. This system is so fucked up. Like, say, for instance, and I'm sorry, Miss Computer Lady, we have to use you as an example, but you're the only woman here. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, say Freddie J rapes Miss Computer Lady, which will never happen, okay, and he gets like 12 years, okay, and then I go and rape Miss Computer Lady, I only get like 7 years. It's like, how the fuck, why, it's the same damn crime. Regardless, same damn crime, but yet they give them different, you know, years of jail and all. How come it can't all be on the, like, okay, you shoot somebody, they didn't die, you get an automatically 15 years. You shoot somebody and they die, you automatically get 25 to life. You know what I mean?
Because
I know people... I know people who've killed people and only gotten 4 years for it. 2 years. The guy who, the BART police who killed a passenger who was handcuffed, shot him in the back, killed him, and he only did 2 years. And that's it. For real.
And it's money and influence. You got enough influence. It influences the lawmakers. It influences the other side for for a plea bargain and whatnot. Then you can make some things can change, or the right amount of money can make some things change too. So that's what it is. At the end of the day, it's still freaking shiciness behind it. And like I said, I don't understand how all you got to do is get registered. This is Target, and we're going to go tell somebody to pick out a gift for a wedding or something. Hey, I just got registered at Target. Like, that's what it sounds like to me. Like, let's register all the sex offenders, and then they'll be completely safe because we know exactly where they're at.
And the funny thing is that they put these people in, like, rich communities, like, you know, like people who have money, you know, they'll pay for those people to, you know, to get on their feet, but they try to blend them in. They don't put them in ghettos or, you know, vadios or anything like that. They put them in nice, rich areas where children play in the streets and, you know, everyone has fun. And it sickens me. These people, I'm sorry, but they got something fucked up in their head. And they need to be put away for the rest of their life where they would not have to harm a child, have to kill a child. See, lawmakers, they don't care. they're getting their money. They don't care about the real things that are that need to be taken care of. That's how come America's so fucked up. Because we let shit happen. 9/11.
Right. And I said it all the time. This is, you know, it's on both sides. You know, I guess it's on both sides of the fence. Both the Democrats and the Republicans, both of them, let, you know, they're all teaming up. Because a lot of times, it don't matter which, what they're red or blue or left or right. Some of them, they're just influenced by money. And you throw some dollars at them, they can change their mind or and they do something real stupid.
And it's sad. And Ms. Computer Lady, I'm sorry we had to say that we raped you. We would never rape you, Ms. Computer Lady.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
But we need to use you as an example because there's people out there listening to, you know, Life After Dusk be like, okay, I don't know who's who or who's what. But now that they know who you are, because you're a very popular person here, you're a featured show now, Miss Computer Lady. And
what?
Congratulations on that. Yeah.
Hey.
Miss Computer Lady, you didn't tell me that.
You're the second person that, how in the world did y'all not know? And as the way I promote and everything, like,
you
know.
You usually tell me a lot, Miss Computer Lady, but you did not tell me that. See, y'all think y'all slick around here.
Oh, wait, I can go back and tell you that not only I said via Facebook, I said via Blog Talk, and I said via Twitter and everything.
Did you say it on a Saturday show? I'm just trying to remember if you said it on a Saturday show.
You know what, Chetty? Because I don't remember her saying shit. Because all I know is...
I'm listening, and I don't remember you saying something about it. I don't remember that coming out.
I get a call from Blog Talk Radio saying, how does it feel knowing the fact your ex-fiance made it on the featured list and your piece of shit show is at the bottom of the barrel?
First of all, your show is not the bottom of the barrel, and we only got 3 minutes. Second of all, like I had said before, you get it via Facebook and everything, Twitter, the BTR emails and all. And then third of all, it was that show that was featured. As far as I know, I'm not a feature host yet.
Oh, see, now y'all got me going to go look. Now I have to go look because
Wait a minute. Your show got featured, but not the whole network.
Okay, yeah, that's all it said. Okay, so you can't throw a pitchfork at her yet, quite yet, Goofy Bone.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That doesn't make sense. And I'm sorry I have to use you again, Miss Computer Lady, but that sounds like you're sucking dicks for only one day. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm sorry I had to use you. But like that, but that's what it sounds like. For real.
Oh, man.
I mean, we only got two minutes. Until they didn't want to get blown no more. You know what I mean? They're like, okay, here's featured. You're featured. All right? But you, Miss Computer, I've never heard of one show getting featured.
No, you know what? They do that a lot. They did that a lot to me before they made me a feature show. But you know what? They don't even tell you when they do it. They just do it. You just wake up one day and you go, what the hell is that on here? They don't tell you when they do it. They'll tell you when they're going to feature an episode, but they don't never just come by and tell you, hey, your show's a feature show now. That just happened out of nowhere. I just woke up and said, what the heck is that?
Well, I'll never feel that feeling because I'll never be a featured show here at Blog Talk Radio.
Dave, you had some shows that were featured.
Yeah, you did.
Miss Computer Lady, you lying out of your big behind.
You did have a couple of shows on Top Shows.
I can't remember when you had
an interview, and it was actually one of your interviews was on Top Shows of the Day.
Really?
I distinctly remember that.
Yes. And it's all in the archive.
No, it's not, Miss Computer Lady. Are you talking about the little pictures?